All right, welcome to Monday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Last week, we talked about Lunchbox's wife. It was her birthday. She asked him to celebrate with her in the evening for her birthday instead of playing a rec soccer game. And Lunchbox, you decided to do what?
I played the soccer game. Look, I brought dinner home to the wife. I got picked up some Mexican food because she loves Mexican food. We had dinner. And then I said, look, Henry texted and said he's not going to be able to make it. So that means they would have no subs. So I went to the soccer game.
So you chose your rec buddies over your wife's birthday?
No. I did a combination. I did dinner with my wife. I brought dinner home, picked it up from a restaurant. And then I said, all right, I got to go. And I left. So, yeah, I guess you could say I picked the second half of the evening with my soccer friends.
But how many times a week do you pick up dinner and bring it home?
Once, maybe twice, but it was special.
So it was nothing special. No,
jinx.
Why was it special this time?
Because it was her birthday, and I ordered from her favorite Mexican food restaurant in town, and I got extra salsa because she likes the salsa, and you know, we got her a birthday cake.
Okay, you got her a cake. Do you feel like she was disappointed that you didn't stay home with her like she'd asked?
I mean, she may have been a little disappointed, but I mean, at that point, the birthday's pretty much over. What else are we going to do? Put the kids to bed. That's it. And then it's time for us to go to bed. So,
okay. See, put the kids to bed. So you were at soccer. So she, on her birthday, had to do something she does every night, whereas you could have stayed home and stepped in and been like, you know what? Relax. Put on your favorite show. I'll put the kids to bed.
Listen, she has to feed the newborn. So, I mean, she's not going to bed anyway. All you have to do is put the kids to bed, is walk them down the into the hallway, put them in their bed. Oh, there you go. It's that easy. I mean, they were already in their pajamas. It ain't that hard.
Oh.
Do you feel like, you know, when it comes to your birthday now, she has a coupon to do the same and not pay attention to your birthday?
No. I mean, I feel like my birthday gets shafted anyway. Like, she doesn't ever do anything that great. But, I mean, that's kind of a hint to her saying, hey, maybe step it up on my birthday. I brought home dinner, her favorite restaurant, and a cake. I mean, what else do you want me to do?
Did you send her like a happy birthday, babe, text in the daytime or anything?
No. Why? She's sitting next to me. Why would I send? I mean,
what about a card?
No, I didn't get a card.
Oh. And then I have a question.
You got her nothing.
No, yeah, I got her cake.
Go ahead, Amy.
Well, I have a question about the cake. And did you get like a slice of cake that's sold at the restaurant? Did you have a cake like with her name on it? Like, happy birthday.
Oh, no. I went to the grocery store and went to the counter and said, can they put happy birthday to her?
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah. Happy birthday hot stuff.
Yeah.
That's what you wrote on the cake?
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that.
I still think you probably should have skipped the game because there were no subs. Were you a sub?
Well, no. I mean, I could have subbed or the, you know, we have four guys on the team and one guy wasn't going to be there. So if I skip, that's two guys and there has to be two guys on the field at all times. So then those two guys would be playing the whole game and they would be exhausted and you can't do that to your team.
Was it two-man soccer? What's happening here?
It's 5-on-5. It's indoor, so it's a smaller field.
Okay, but you said two guys.
Yeah, you have two guys, two girls, and one goalie.
Oh, got it. It's co-ed.
Yes.
Oh, you left her to go play soccer with other girls?
Oh, my.
Oh, my God. Yes, guys. I hang out with chicks outside of my wife. It's crazy.
Okay.
But
well, that's the update. He did play soccer. He got her a cake and he brought her home Mexican food, which he does about once a week anyway.
And we won.
No gift?
No, I am the gift.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Okay. And you won, which is very important.
Yeah, 7-5.
Okay. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Okay, it's the classic story of the husband being a huge gamer.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Bobby Bones, I have a frustrating situation. My husband is a huge gamer. It is the root of a lot of our problems. I'm a full-time working mom, working two jobs. I wake up. I get our son ready. I then go to work. My husband sleeps in after me, gets home several hours before me. Every time I get home, he's playing his Xbox. When I go to bed, he's on his Xbox. When he's playing his game, our house is so dirty. Amy, you're already shaking your head.
Yes, I'm annoyed.
He plays it all weekend long while I cook, clean, and do all the things that mothers do. When I ask for help, he says I nag too much.
Oh.
He also gets to sleep in all weekend long until like 10 a.m.
Oh.
When I tell him it's unfair, he always gets to sleep. He calls me selfish. He plays 24/7. I don't know how to get it across to him that I'm over it. Any advice? Thank you. Signed, very frustrated wife. It sounds like he's addicted to the stupid video game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, this is the problem. Like, he's not doing normal human responsibilities.
It sounds like he's also very selfish.
Yeah. And he's calling you selfish, which therefore he's projecting onto you.
Yeah, I think it's bigger than just going to him and going, hey, you got to get off the video game.
Yeah, what does she do?
Yeah, she's over it. So, I don't know. Pack up. I'm just kidding.
Maybe get rid of the console.
No, that's not advisable. That could cause a lot of problems if he comes home one day and his console
is gone.
What's
more important, your marriage or this console?
Okay, well, their marriage
obviously,
ain't going anywhere.
This guy
doesn't
understand how much this hurts and affects her and their relationship.
Yes. Yeah.
So that conversation has to be had if it hasn't.
Yes.
Like a serious sit down, not you're upsetting me because you should play video games, but it's you're upsetting me because our relationship is hurting because of the amount of time you're not helping out with it. You're not investing into the relationship. I wouldn't even make it about the video game. Could be anything. It's not. It's a video game. But unless he's making money, unless the video game is doing something for the family, I don't know what his excuse would be. It just sounds like he's up all night playing Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like he does have a job somewhere in there because he gets home at some point.
Yeah, but that's all he does.
I know. And then plays the game or sleeps. He sleeps.
I think you have to give him exact tasks to do and say, I need you to do this from this time to this time. Otherwise, he's just going to play the video game all the time. I think you have to treat him like a child and like give him chores.
That's what I was going to say, like a child.
Yeah, but I feel bad for her, though, because it's not just about the tasks. Like, she's like missing out on real relationship connection here. And so it's more than just delegating tasks. It's she's yearning for all of it.
I think step one to get him off the video game, though, is to give him tasks.
Yeah.
I think to say that our relationship is struggling, I need your help doing this at this time. You're going to have to treat him like a 7-year-old. Also, it's great if you can get a third party, even like his mom.
Oof.
I'm telling you.
You called my mom?
Oh, man, I hear that, Amy, for sure, coming up. My mom?
Somebody that he trusts to step in and go, hey, I think there's an issue here. And
yeah, it might not be the mom. Maybe it's a best friend. Yeah. Maybe it's a sibling. Like, in my head, I pictured some sort of an intervention type conversation, which you need to be prepared for. Because if you're the problem is she's enabling him to continue this way. She's a part of the problem.
I like it. Go ahead.
And so she probably needs to arrange a conversation and show up, yes, maybe with a third party.
Trusted voice to him, not to her.
Trusted voice to him, correct. Yes. Or both of them, for that matter. But, and then she can present like how it's going to be and say, look, this is what's happening. This is what needs to happen. If it doesn't happen, then this is what's going to happen because he does have a problem.
And here's how we remedy the situation. If you will help me here and here, I understand that you want to play here. Give, take. There's got to be that. He can't just feel like he's had the tablecloth pulled out from his...
Yeah.
And I feel bad because there's like clearly a kid involved. It's the whole thing. But you have to take care of you first. And right now, you're not doing a good job of that because you are enabling him. And that's hard to hear, but that's the truth.
Oh, because Stone Cold said so.
Wow.
Hey, she went hard on him.
I'm on your side, but sometimes we enable and it's no good.
But also, he's taking advantage of it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
why wouldn't he? She's letting him.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I'd love to play video games. That'd be awesome. Yeah, he needs someone that he trusts to step in and help out with it. You need to find somebody he trusts to step in and help out with the situation. Because he's not going to listen to you because you've tried. But you probably haven't tried all the ways, which he needs a different way to stop this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good luck with that. Why are dudes always lame gamers?
I don't know.
Always.
We never get a guy writing in and going, dude, my wife won't stop playing FIFA soccer. Never. Not one time in all the history of the mailbag. All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
Yeah. I was talking about Kenny Chesney the other day, and I said, I like slow Kenny, like emotional Kenny, better than I do beach Kenny. You would have thought I said the most blasphemous thing ever on country radio.
It's pretty dumb.
It's not dumb. I love the Kenny Chesney slow, heartfelt songs. I think he nails it like almost no other can. So I have here for you my favorite 5 Kenny Chesney songs. Are you ready?
Yes.
At number 5, I call him Emo Kenny. I Go Back.
Oh, that's a good one.
And I go back to 2-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time.
What do you think about that one?
I love it.
Is it in your top 5?
Of Kenny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Bones, is he going back from the beach? Like, is he sitting on the beach thinking about
no,
how he
he's
goes
going back?
Back
in life.
Okay.
At number four, don't blink.
Oh. Don't blink. Just like that, 6 years
yeah,
old.
Jam.
And you take a
right?
Nap.
Yeah.
Again, emo Kenny's my favorite Kenny.
Yeah.
The only one that I have in my top five that's kind of like beach Kenny or like Mexico Island Kenny is Beer in Mexico at number three.
Sunset right here and have another beer in Mexico.
That's the only one where I, cause I, listen, I don't drink beer. I don't even like Mexico. So it's not like that's the song that talks to me, but it's a good one. It's like,
yeah,
a,
it's good.
Number two, we're back to emo Kenny. There goes my life.
There goes my future, my everything.
Oh, it didn't look like you liked that one that much.
Yeah. Goodbye. Yeah,
makes you think
goes,
about.
There goes
my life.
Okay.
And number one is in my top 10 favorite country songs of all time. You and Tequila.
So good.
You and Tequila make me crazy.
So,
oh,
the,
so good.
That's with Grace Potter, the jam. Did you know his middle name is Arnold?
No.
Kenneth Arnold Chesney?
No idea. That is not a beach vibe.
No,
Kenneth
it's not.
Arnold.
Did you know that he was almost at the World Trade Center on 9/11?
No.
Listen to this story. So Chesney said that his crew had planned to begin shooting a new video for the song The Tin Man on September 11th, 2001, the day that the World Trade Center towers were attacked. They had re-released the single, but last-minute equipment delays pushed back the shoot. But it was going to be there.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
But they had some things that didn't go right, so they kind of, you know, booted the whole project for a bit. How about that? You didn't know all this stuff about Kenny Chesney, did you?
Did not.
Arnold?
Kenny Arnold.
Kenneth Arnold?
Kenneth Arnold?
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
The American Music Awards were last night. Carrie Underwood won the title of Favorite Female Country Artist as well as Favorite Inspirational Artist. And Luke Bryan won Favorite Male Country Artist. You can see the full list of country winners at BobbyBones.com. Taylor of Maddie and Tay announced that she and her husband Josh are having a baby girl. She announced with photos on Instagram and shared that the baby girl will be here spring of 2022. Maren Morris and Ryan Hurd talked about their must-have Thanksgiving side dishes.
I think mashed potatoes.
I think when it's done right, like green bean casserole is the jam.
Oh, heck yeah.
This,
last year we had a turkey and then we also did a prime rib. So we kind of mixed it up for people and I feel like that gave us all a new perspective.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a group in Austin, Texas called Laundry Angels on Wheels. Have you heard about them?
No.
What they do is they travel around and they do laundry for homeless people so they have their clothes washed.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Laundry Angels on Wheels. So this woman, Ebony Trice, saw the homeless community in need. And obviously she stepped up. She started by founding the nonprofit Mission Accomplished, which would collect dirty clothes. And then they take them to the laundromat and return them. But the pandemic hit. So that changed how people had to do things. So she figured out Laundry Angels on Wheels. They could go around and do the laundry there.
That's so cool.
And that's awesome because I'm sure that feels good for the people that you're getting clean clothes that they don't have the opportunity to have that. And if they have like meetings or a job interview or something, it's helpful to have clean clothes.
That's awesome. Ebony Trice, we see you. It's a great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
You know, something that's been happening in my life, and I can't say a whole lot about it, but I am currently doing this show from a hotel room somewhere in Central America. I've never been to Central America before. I'm not even going to say really what country I'm in right now, but it has been an experience unlike anything I've ever had. And soon I'll be able to reveal it. But I tell you, the hardest thing is speaking Spanish to people because I don't know Spanish very well. And I feel like when I try to speak Spanish that they think I'm kidding with them or I'm insulting them in some way. But here are the words that I have down. You ready, Amy?
Yeah.
Gracias. Like, and it's, I could sit with you and recall Spanish words, but when people are talking to you in conversation, you're like, oh no, pressure's on. And so a lot of times I just say it in English real slow. But gracias I have. Baños.
Bathroom?
Baños. Yeah, bathroom. Yeah. I nail that. I'll point and go, baños. And they'll go, yeah. I'm not great at C yet.
C?
Yes, because the questions are so quick. And I'm like, yes. And I'm like, oh, crap, I should have said C. Like, I haven't quite got C yet.
But I, in my experience, I feel like you, if you do C, you say it like, yes, yes, like C, C, C.
I know, but I just go, yeah. And then they understand what I'm saying. And then I go, C. And, but I've already said yes.
Okay.
And so luckily for us, when we went through the airport, because we were bringing all of our radio equipment, and one of the boxes that we had to bring was 100 pounds. And it looks like it could be something suspicious because there are cords and cables and there's a timer on it and it goes tick, tick, tick. There's a lot of stuff happening in this box.
Gosh, yeah.
Yes. And so we fly into this Central American country. Thank God Mike D speaks Spanish because they pull us to the side immediately and they're like, let me see what's in those boxes. And here I am, as goofy and as pale like as could be. You know, I'm not a local to the area. And Mike D walks up and is just speaking Spanish like it's his normal language. And all of a sudden, she's like, oh, okay, cool. Cool, cool, cool. Oh, okay, media, radio, no problem. Go ahead and take that through. Otherwise, I'd have been in a Central American prison for doing nothing. I'd have been like, see. They'd have been like, is it a bomb? See, see. And they'd have been, it'd have been over. But I am in a hotel near an airport in Central America. I spend a lot of my days in the jungle. And I will be here for a little bit of time. For longer than I've ever been away doing a show. So it's exciting. I'm tired because we stay in the jungle all day. I did see a monkey in a tree at one point.
Oh.
And I in a tree. I was just walking in. There was a monkey above me in a tree and I put it on my Instagram story and I was like, that's a monkey in a tree. I could not believe it. I saw a Komodo dragon crossing the road and I was telling my ED about it. I was like, there's a Komodo dragon. And Mike D goes, no, that's an iguana. And I was like, that's still cool.
You know, I'm worried about you being in Central American jungles with all the cartels. Are you?
Well, no.
Okay.
Is your microphone on, Mike? Let Mike turn his on. Mike has been kind of my tour guide, but he's never been here either.
No, never been here.
Should I worry about the cartel?
No, not around here.
Not here?
Okay. Oh. Well, I don't know. I just, when I watch documentaries, they're always in like Central America, South America, they're in the jungles. They hide deep within. You have no idea. And then there's these like intense operations like deep into the jungle, totally hidden and camouflaged.
Well, now I'm scared. I wasn't scared at all now. And Amy's got me freaked out.
Yeah, and they like
we're
live
in one
out
of the
there.
Safest Central American countries.
Yeah, we're in a safe Central American country. Although I did offer Mike, I said, hey, man, I'll offer you some pretty good money if you drive all the way home. Because he'd have to drive through like Guatemala.
What? No.
Honduras,
Nicaragua,
Mexico, and he didn't want to do it. It would take him about 2.5 days to make the drive. I was like, dude, this would be the greatest Instagram story follow on the show Instagram, but he did not want to do it. But we feel good. We're here. We've got friends staying at our house. Everybody's going to ask what's happened with the dogs. We have friends staying at our house with the dogs, multiple friends, so we're all good there. And I'm just trying to come out of here live, and that's all. And so if you see my Instagram or my Instagram story, and it shows me in the jungle, or shows my boots, that's where I am. I'm in a jungle in Central America right now. I've never been anywhere like this before. Have you, Mike?
No. Well, Mexico.
Is it like this?
Similar.
Yeah.
Similar vibes.
Any questions you guys have? Amy?
Well, I mean, I asked my most concerning question, but when will we be able to know more about what you're doing?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I think probably in the next couple of months, after the new year, maybe.
Okay.
I mean, that's if I live. That's if I come back alive.
No.
Yeah. Eddie, anything you want to know?
Well, I am so fascinated at the fact that you saw a monkey, so I want to know more about
the tree. Eddie, in a tree.
That's what I'm saying.
I was just walking, and I hear... And I'm like, they said there are monkeys around here. I look up. The monkey's in a tree like 12 feet above me just chilling.
Bones.
My mind was blown.
We live in a land where squirrels are like everywhere, and if you spend enough time, you can probably feed a squirrel. Is there any chance you can feed a monkey while you're there?
I don't want to feed a monkey. Oh. I'm good. I got a picture. Okay. They do have these rats down here that look like squirrels.
Aww.
And it's some like hybrid squirrel rat, and it was running around. I was like, is that a natural animal here? And they're like, yeah, it looks like a rat, but it acts more like a squirrel.
Oh, is it cute?
So, no, because it looks like a rat. Mm. Yeah. Lunchbox, anything you want to know?
Yeah, I just want to know how the locals are treating you. Are they real nice to you? Are they welcoming? Hey, come on in, have some dinner. Or is it kind of like they stay away from you?
They're extremely nice. Everybody here is wildly kind to where I was really nervous to even be on the roads because what do I know? I don't know anything about being in this area of the world. And everybody's like, no, it's super safe. This is like an extremely safe part of a country. I don't know that the whole country is as safe, but where we are, I feel like it's pretty safe.
Oh, another question. Because
people have to, yeah, go ahead.
Do they have real roads or is it dirt roads?
They have real roads, but they're thin. And we are on dirt roads a lot because, you know, after you get off the main highway, the roads aren't that great. Oh. So I'm car sick a lot traveling around. But that's what we have right now. Just letting everybody know, full disclosure, if you see me watching the Bobby Bones Show Instagram page or Facebook page, I'm not in the studio for a couple weeks. I won't be in the studio because we're doing this here. We will spend Thanksgiving in a hotel room, so which kind of stinks, but I'm pretty pumped about what's happening. So that's all. Thank you, guys. Amy, thanks for scaring the crap out of me, which I wasn't thinking about. Now when I'm in a jungle alone, I'm just waiting for everybody to come through in their Jeeps with guns.
My bad.
I was looking at TikTok and a couple videos I saw I wanted to bring in this morning. First, there was one where it was a porch pirate and this woman pulls up. Her boyfriend or husband's driving the car. She jumps out, grabs the package, and takes off running back to the car. The problem is there was a person that was in the house that saw it happening and they go, hey, the car drives off and leaves her. So the person in the house runs out. And by the way, she tried to get in the car and she couldn't quite get in and the car still drove off. And she's like rumbling, stumbling. She falls and the person just holds her, like wraps her up and holds her. And it's like, call the cops, call the cops. It's wild because it's all caught on doorbell cam. And you're watching it like, is somebody about to get stabbed? And the girl looks like she's about 25 years old. She's not very big. I feel bad for her because her running partner left her. But also, don't be stealing packages off people's porches, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's a certain level of feel bad. Like, yes, it's a bummer that they drove off without her, but she was a thief too. So,
yes, yes. Yeah.
And maybe it'll lead to this, the driver getting caught, and we get two less porch pirates off the streets.
Is there no loyalty in being the getaway driver anymore? That's what I was thinking. Like, the guy didn't even wait for her. Like, she put her leg in the car as that person was running out of the house, and the guy that was driving the car just drove off.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like fell out of the car, and then the homeowner just wrapped her up and held her. So I watched that video. I watched all of it too. It's like a 3-minute one. And I never watch 3-minute TikToks. So I watched that one, and there was another one. Her name was Lana, and her ex-boyfriend was getting a tattoo. And she was like, this is my ex. He has begged for me to take him back, but he cheated on me. So I said, hey, get my name tattooed on your arm to prove that you love me. And he's doing it. And then she left him right after that. She was only doing that as a way to get back at him. Now, who do you feel bad for here?
I mean, I feel bad for both of them. They sound a little not healthy, but I guess I feel bad for her. She had to go through that. And this is just her way of getting back at him.
Eddie?
No. The fact that he's going to get a tattoo with her name on it, and that's forever. Like, that's a terrible joke. And I know he cheated on her, but that's mean.
Yeah, two wrongs don't make a right. And this wrong was elevated.
Yeah.
Like, if anything, if you want to get him back, you get back with him and then you cheat on him, right? You don't get a tattoo, make him get a tattoo and then leave him after that. You know, there was that story too where the girl got it all the way down her back. And this is about a week and a half ago. We may have talked about it on the show. I think it said Alexander or something all the way down her back, and they broke up like a day after.
Ugh.
Man, tattoos are nothing to joke about. Like, I have a C on back of my arm for Caitlin, but I'm married to her.
Yeah,
there's no way I would get a tattoo of somebody that I'm not married to. Go ahead, Amy.
But also, is there anything for like that this guy's dumb enough to go do it? Like, he doesn't have to get the tattoo. He could be like, no, I'm not going to tattoo your name on me. I mean, I really want you back, but I don't have to tattoo your name on my body. And she's like, oh, well, he said yes, he'd do it. So, sucka.
Well, let's settle on they're both bad people. Can we settle on that?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Bobby Bones Show. We'll post these up on our Facebook page if you want to see them. Just search for us, Bobby Bones Show on Facebook. This is a voicemail from Marin in Austin, Texas.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, studio. I'm just scrolling Twitter, as I do, and I saw that Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson rumored to be a publicity stunt to distract from Astroworld. So naturally, I called my friend Bobby because I need to know his thoughts on this. What do you think, Bobby? Amy, what do you think?
I don't think it's a distraction from Astroworld. I don't think they have anything to do with each other except their siblings. I don't think anyone that was looking at the travesty that was Astroworld is now going, I forgot about it. I'm looking at Kim Kardashian date Pete Davidson. So, no, that's a pretty dumb theory. Also, Astroworld will be settled over the next few years with so much money being paid out that it doesn't matter what you're distracting with. So, no, I think that's probably just someone wanting retweets more than anything else, I do not think it is a concerted effort to distract from a tragedy at a concert with a couple that you probably wouldn't think would date. Amy, your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I mean, interesting theory, but I do not think that is the case at all whatsoever.
That wasn't going to be in your pile, right? A conspiracy?
No, I'm glad she called in and said that because I had not heard of that conspiracy. And yeah, it is interesting, but no way. I just don't even think the two are related.
What I'm going to do tomorrow, I'm going to put together a list, either tomorrow or the next day, guys that have landed women way out of their league. And I'll put Pete Davidson on there because I love Pete Davidson. And I think Pete Davidson gives, you know, nerdy guys like myself hope. So I think tomorrow or the next day I will get to that. I'm going to go do my homework tonight. That's what I do all night. I study nerds who got hot girls. And I will bring it to you tomorrow or the next day.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So, Bobby, would you buy a dog phone?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, well, it's this phone that shakes when the dog puts it in its mouth and it calls you at work during the day.
So, as I'm working now in Central America, which is where I am, I am not able to be with my dogs. And so we have a friend that is staying at our house while we're gone. And so she hit me up last night and was like, your dogs are sad that you're not here. She goes, I didn't know if that was real or not. She goes, but they're both sad. And she sent me a video of Stanley. And he just looks sad all the time anyway because he's a bulldog. But she's like, usually he's full of joy and energy. But he is. So we sent a video back to him to go, hey, man, it's us. But I bet he has no idea what's going on. It's just that's just probably a little box of noise coming out of it. So would I do the phone? Probably. But then I would go, that doesn't work. And I just wasted $80 or whatever it costs.
Well, researchers tested this out and they said that it actually worked. And the dog started to contact their owners with the little toy. And it's like a phone and it's a camera and everything. So it's basically like you're FaceTiming and your dog has a phone and can call you at work anytime it wants.
Well, we have one of those cameras where you could doom, shoot him a treat on your phone and doom, shoot him a treat. And then we got over that in like 3 weeks. And now it's basically a big paperweight that just, and who uses paperweights, by the way? What an old thing to say, a paperweight. Okay, please go to the next story, Amy.
Okay, so apparently we've been using deodorant all wrong. When do you put it on, Bobby?
I put it on when I wake up. I put it on anytime after I shower and I put it on before I go to bed.
Okay, oh. Wow, you just do it extra before you go to bed for no reason?
Well, I sweat. I don't know. And also, I now live with someone.
Yeah.
And so I try to smell good. If she's smaller than I am, and when we sleep, she will put her head on my shoulder, at least the first part of the night before we fall asleep, and then we're just kind of on our own. But I don't want her face living in, you know, a must palace. Mm-hmm. So I do deodorant it up.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at you because you're exactly what this article says to do. We should all be putting our deodorant on at night and then we're good to go. Like it, that way it absorbs into your skin while you're sleeping. They say you can even wake up in the morning and rinse off and it won't wash off and you can carry on with your day. You just need to put on antiperspirant or deodorant at night.
Yeah, I don't trust that because I'm going to put it on in the morning too because I feel funky in the morning. But I appreciate the story. What else you got?
Well, Eddie's going to love this story because he's a Cowboys fan. And Luke Combs announced that he is going to be performing live at the Cowboys game halftime show on Thanksgiving Day.
Woo-hoo, come on.
Those performances are almost as disjointed as the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. Almost. Because they're in the middle of a stadium. The people don't really care because they're there for a football game. It's kind of neat to see. But even the artist is like, I'm just doing this for TV. You know, it's cool Luke Combs is doing it, but I always feel bad for them out there because it's not really the most active crowd except for the people they pay to be on the field. And they're like, woo, you know, swinging their little, you know, whatever prop they've given them. But it, listen, it's good for country music. It's good for Luke Combs.
Well, and what this halftime performance normally does, it's the Salvation Army's annual Red Kettle campaign. And this is the 25th annual one. And this performance will be kicking that off. So then after that performance, then you'll see the Salvation Army everywhere with their kettles.
Okay, thank you for that.
You're welcome. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's a teacher, Mr. Luis, at Ridgetop Elementary, and he realized, like, man, we are really in need of supplies and resources for our kids. So he decided to do a little fundraiser where he was going to run 50 miles nonstop. With the help of some parents, they created an online fundraiser that he calls 50 Miles for Their Smiles. And yeah, he did it. He ran 50 miles straight. That's 8 hours without stopping. Whoa. And raised $13,000 for school supplies.
That's basically two marathons.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. 26.2.
Slightly less.
Yeah.
But if you were to have to do something to raise money, but you were good, because he's obviously a good runner.
Yeah.
Like, what would you do? Like, for me, I would volunteer to watch 90s sitcoms.
Mm. Oh, for like a long time. A week.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah.
I could.
What would you do? Or like, I'd play Madden football. Like, I won't stop playing Madden until we raise the money. What would you do that you feel like you're pretty good at that you could raise money?
Filibuster?
Just talk nonstop about nothing?
Amy, yeah. You'd be great at that.
Oh,
Eddie?
Man.
Oh, I'd play golf nonstop. I would just keep playing over and
but
over and
darkness,
over.
Darkness, though.
Hey, man, give me that glow-in-the-dark ball. I'm in.
Okay. Lunchbox?
Man, I would say nap, but I'd wake up. That's the only problem.
Oh, that'd be a good one, though, nap.
I could nap so long.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good story. Shout out to that guy. Made money. Changed some kids' lives. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We will open up the mailbag in just a second when you guys email us and we go through and discuss your problems. Amy got one sent to her account, though. What does that one say?
Well, it was asking about Taylor Swift and if we know her. I mean, she straight up, like, out of the gate was like, are you friends with Taylor Swift? Does she like you? Because I need a favor. My best friend loves Taylor. And, you know, just goes on and on about how if we could pull some strings and hook her up with an autograph from Taylor for her friend's birthday.
Most of the time, people are like, hey, can George Strait come to my house? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Is there any chance Garth can come play at my wedding? Like, they think we are the person. We're their agent. Did you help her out, Amy?
Well, I don't. I mean, I am not friends with Taylor Swift. I do think that she likes me, though. I mean, when we've interacted, she's been very kind. But no, I don't have a way to call Taylor and get her to sign something and mail it off. But I feel bad that I can't help this girl out. But yeah, we don't have people on speed dial like that.
I got two things to say. Number one, do you think if someone went up to Taylor randomly at her house and said, hey, do you know Amy Brown?
She would say no.
What do you think she would say?
I think if they were to say, do you remember the girl that painted you as a portrait and then gave you the picture? She might remember.
I don't think so. I think there are so many crazy fans that do crazy stuff all the time.
Yeah, true.
I just don't think she would remember.
But she told me I was so talented. They say they have to say all of that. Do you remember the girl in Austin, Texas at the Frank Irwin Center that backstage gave you a portrait of yourself that she took art lessons for and you told her you're so talented? Then she might remember.
Still, I'm going to go no on that one.
What about if you give the year? Like, get more specific. Like, okay, yeah. I mean, it was a long time ago. And when she came in the studio, yeah, she definitely would remember you, but not me.
Secondly, you know, I'm scared for John Mayer.
Why?
Because when she makes that album with Dear John on it, if she does what she did to Jake Gyllenhaal, it's going to be even worse for John Mayer.
Yeah. I mean, I got to be honest. I can't wait for it.
I'd be quaking in my boots if I was John Mayer.
Yes. Like, it's gonna be crazy. So, yes, I hope she does a short film about Dear John as well.
Okay, let's go over to Amy now and get in the morning corny. We're sorry we couldn't help you.
The morning corny.
Why did the turkey cross the road?
Why did the turkey cross the road?
Because he wanted people to think he was a chicken.
That was the morning corny.
Only two more days of Thanksgiving jokes, by the way, everybody, because today's Monday.
Thank goodness.
We're going to be on the air Tuesday and Wednesday, then no more Thanksgiving jokes.
I'm running out.
There's a Starbucks in New Jersey where apparently an employee went in, knew they had tested positive for hepatitis, and worked. And because of that, they're now saying possibly thousands of people have been exposed to hepatitis. And they put the Starbucks down exactly where it is. Starbucks at 1490 Blackwood Clementon Road. This is in New Jersey. If that's my normal Starbucks, even if they fire this dude, I don't think I'm ever going back.
I mean, I feel like Starbucks, they'll get past this. People think about it for one day and then be like, what are the odds? The person's gone now. I'm fine.
Same location. If you read that your Starbucks, same location, there was someone with hepatitis working there, you would just go right back?
I mean, not right back, but eventually, like give it a few days. And then, yes, if it's convenient to me, I'm not going to go out of my way now to get my Starbucks.
I maybe run into Dunkin' real quick. There's going to be a Dunkin' real close. I'm being honest with you. I'm changing brands. A New Jersey Starbucks employee who went to work in November after testing positive for hepatitis A and handled food may have exposed thousands of customers to the virus. People who frequented that Starbucks and aren't vaccinated for hepatitis A have to get a shot as soon as possible. So they're like, this is the one. Here's the address. If you go here on these dates, they list it out. They're like, you got to go get a shot. Yes, Amy.
Well, are we vaccinated for that? I don't know.
I have no idea what I'm vaccinated for. The only thing I know I'm vaccinated for
is COVID. Is this,
I know I got the COVID vaccine. I don't think I can get polio, and I don't think I can get smallpox. And other than that, I don't know what I got, what kind of vaccines I have in my body.
Oh, I feel like that we should know this. Like, I don't know that. And then I never can remember my blood type ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or how to spell restaurant. Those are the things that are always difficult to me. I haven't had Starbucks. You know, I mentioned on the show for the first time that I am in Central America and I will be for a while. I can't say why, but there isn't a Starbucks for miles and miles and miles. And that's the bad news. The good news is that they have their own coffee here. It's very, I think they just go in the backyard and pick it and then make it in the place where I am. But I haven't had Starbucks in weeks at this point. So, and that's what I did all weekend. Look for a Starbucks. And there's not a single one to be found. Amy, how was your weekend?
It was good. I actually did have some Starbucks, so I'll have that for you. And then, I mean, I had a great weekend, but I would say the highlight of it is for sure Stashira getting baptized yesterday.
How long have you guys been planning that?
Well, she decided, I mean, we've been talking about it for several months now, but she decided earlier in the week, like we got a call from the youth pastor. They only have baptisms every so often. And he gave us a heads up because they knew she was considering it last time. And he said, heads up, Sunday's baptism Sunday. You know, if she wants to do it, I can meet with her at youth group on Wednesday night about it. So she went to youth group on Wednesday night and then decided basically Wednesday, Thursday that she was going to do it. So not a lot of notice.
I got baptized when I was 12 and I was convinced. Because I went to church camp and then I came back and I was like, I'm ready to get baptized. And so I was convinced as I was getting baptized that my preacher was trying to drown me because I think he held me under longer than he did other people.
Oh.
Because I swear to you, you know, it's weird because I was a small 12-year-old too. So I was pretty easy to push and pull around under that water. But he put his hand under my head. I remember it. He said, hold your nose. And I'm holding my nose and I go down. And I start to go, like, twitch my shoulders because I'm convinced he's trying to drown me in front of the... I was down there for, like, 6 seconds, which is a little too long. Wouldn't we agree?
Yes.
Well, I mean...
That's long.
Did you need to be cleansed?
Well, that's what I wondered. Did you think I need to be extra baptized?
You were 12. Come on.
Just kidding. I don't know.
I also think he may have forgotten about me. Like, he's doing that, and he's, like, looking at the service... And it's like, oh, crap, I got to bring this kid up. But I remember being under there for far longer than the people. Because I think there were like six of us that was baptized at the same time in church. But that's awesome. Congratulations to her. Tell her I said that's amazing.
I definitely will. I was telling her when I got baptized, I sang the same day I got baptized. And I was like, oh, you.
You sang?
Yeah. Yes, because
sang at church?
Yeah, I sang, I need you, Lord. You're all I do. You're always there to see me through. You light my way and keep me out of the dark. It's called The Lord Has a Will. The Lord has a will, and I have a need.
Was it a solo?
Oh, yeah, me and a guy.
Oh, boy.
I remember one of the other youth group girls, her dad played guitar, and I had my own song performance at my baptism. I don't know why my church allowed such things, but I did. Yeah, Stashira kind of gave me the same look because I hadn't thought about that in a while, but of course it brought back all the memories. And I was like, you know, on my baptism, I sang. And she was like, oh, Mom, I'm embarrassed for you.
Yeah, I think we're like that too. Oh, Amy. For me, yesterday, I can't even say what I'm doing here, but I had about a half day of free time. So I watched, on Saturday night, I watched the Arkansas game on CBS in English because they have a CBS channel down here, which is the only English channel we have. And Arkansas happened to be on CBS that week, which is awesome. And we played Alabama really tough, and I was really proud of them. We lost by a touchdown, but it was a really good game. So I felt good about that. And then I watched the NFL games in Spanish. I watched the Packers and the Vikings, which is a really good game. Packers lost at the end of the game. But I watched it in complete Spanish. I'm going to say something. Guys, I'm starting to pick this stuff up. I'm going to come back. Yeah. I'm going to come back, and Eddie and I are going to be in the corner just talking Spanish to each other, and you guys are going to have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, we get to talk crap about everyone else, and they won't know.
Oh, wow.
Yes, exactly. All right, it's a big weekend for Abby, our phone screener. We'll get to your national anthem in a second, but you went and ran the St. Jude Half Marathon.
Mm-hmm, I did.
And how'd you do?
Good. I wanted to get below 2 hours, so that was my goal, and I did, so I'm happy.
What'd you get? What's your time?
It was like 1:55, I think.
Okay. Well, come on. Let's clap for
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yay.
And so I saw that you had set your fundraising goal at like $3,000. Did you beat that?
Yes,
$3,800. Come on. That's awesome. But let's get to it here, because we had spent the last couple of weeks talking about you singing the national anthem, and Lunchbox told you not to do it because he was afraid you were going to embarrass yourself. How were you feeling as you walked up to that microphone?
I was probably equally nervous for running the race, so I wasn't that nervous, actually, for singing.
Were you up on a pedestal?
Or yeah,
you...
I was up on a stage. So I actually sang twice. I did for the 5K, and then an hour later, I did for the marathon and half marathon. So the second one...
Oh, you're loose. Yeah, by the second one, you're ready to go.
Right. It was up on a stage, though, yes, by the start line.
Okay, would you like to hear this, guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is this the full version?
It is. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's all be present and make sure you put your hands on your hearts. I know this is a radio bit, but this is still the national anthem. Let's respect it. Let's respect Abby. We will comment afterward, so no making noise over the top of it. Everybody good?
Yes. Yep.
Good.
Okay, here is Abby. She was told she shouldn't sing the national anthem because Lunchbox said she couldn't sing good enough to do this. True or false, Lunchbox?
100% true. If you've heard her sing, it's not good.
Okay, we've heard her sing, and we think it's actually pretty good. Okay, here is Abby singing the national anthem.
Bobby Bones Show, right here in Nashville. She's going to be racing this morning. Please welcome Abby for the National Anthem.
Broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets regular, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the then our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Yeah, girl! Also,
I heard a couple things I want to mention here. One, the guy's like, the Billy Jones Show? What the crap is that? So let's go ahead and point that out. Two, somebody goes, yeah, girl. Was that like your hype person?
Oh, yeah, it was.
A friend?
There were
friend
a few.
Of yours?
No, it was the other announcer. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's two. Three was, I'm watching Abby on camera here. And as I say, hey, be sure to, you know, respect the national anthem. Abby is standing up with her hand on her heart to herself singing the national anthem, which is right, but still seemed a little weird because she's standing up to herself singing it.
Yeah, weird.
But Abby, let me say this. That was fantastic. It was so good.
Yeah.
Aww,
thank you.
You nail the biggest notes.
That's
you know,
good.
Again, this is not American Idol where I'm on going, hey, you did this, you didn't do that. I'm just going to say that it was great. And the hardest part that I often worry about with people, it was so pure and you nailed it. So I'm going to say solid A, but I do have to go to Lunchbox now. Lunchbox, you heard her nail it. What are you saying about it?
You saying a solid A is like saying she is Carrie Underwood. You can't be as good as Carrie Underwood. I mean, you didn't embarrass yourself, but there's parts where you try to do the runs and it, you just can't get there. So you like, you go in the right, and it gets kind of, you know, and it's like, ooh, it's kind of awkward. If you would just stay a little flatter and not try to be as cool and do the runs, maybe. You didn't embarrass yourself, but I wouldn't give you an A.
That's the exact same advice I give kids on American Idol. The lunchbox said there. Same everything. Abby, it was great. It was really great.
You.
So I'm proud of you for accepting it, for doing it. But I do want to play a clip that's going to drive Lunchbox crazy. Because one of Lunchbox's dreams in life is to just be featured on the news.
Oh my
to
gosh.
Be celebrated on the news. For some reason, he has this fantasy that he's going to go on the local news and they're going to talk about how great of a guy he is. Abby got to do this.
I did.
For what?
Multiple times, too.
I do want to play some audio from the news. What channel is this, Abby?
This was Channel 5.
Okay. Here in town, here's Abby on Channel 5, sitting in the studio, talking with them. But here's the intro.
Abby Anderson from the Bobby Bones Radio Show has run the race 8 times, and she's about to make it her 9th. Wow,
I'm
welcome.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
Well, I know a lot of folks will recognize you from the Bobby Bones Radio Show. You're the phone screener there.
What? No, wait, hold on. Why is she on this, the morning, like, why is she on the news talking about her running the race? Like, I mean, a lot of people recognize her from answering the phones. No, absolutely not. No one recognizes her from answering the phones. And B, who cares if she's run the race 8 times? That's newsworthy?
Well, yeah. It is.
She ran it 9 times. I didn't know that. That's really cool.
Whoa, yeah. It's not a world record. I guarantee you there's people that have done it more than 9 times. Get out of here.
Amy, say what you were going to say.
I think it's impressive. I, too, was like, whoa, now you've done it 9 times? That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, I gasped at that Lunchbox. Also, were they having you on, too, to talk about the national anthem or anything?
Yeah. It was to spread awareness for St. Jude as a St. Jude hero and singing the national anthem and running it all in one.
I mean, it makes perfect
sense.
Well,
I've done the turkey trot every year. They don't put me on the news. Goodness.
Not raising money at the turkey trot.
Yeah.
It's also not...
It's not like she raised $1 million. Come on!
So?
It's also... You're not performing at the turkey trot. Ugh. So it's not the same. Also, it's the turkey trot. Okay. Abby, great job all the way around. And thanks for going on the news. I knew that would drive Lunchbox crazy.
I cannot believe
it. That was awesome.
The news. That's insane. They cover some dumb stuff then. I can't believe it.
Hey, and Fox 17 did also. So.
She got on 2 news.
Wow.
She doubled up on the news.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
There's a coyote in California crossing the road when it gets struck by a car. Now, the driver of the car had no idea that it hit the coyote until it got to the grocery store and said, oh, my gosh, there is a dog still stuck in the front of my car.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a coyote. So she called the Humane Society, the San Diego Humane Society. They showed up, and they got the dog out of the car.
You keep calling it a dog.
Well, that's a coyote. It's a canine, I guess.
It's not a dog.
A coyote is not a dog.
No, a coyote's not a dog.
Okay.
Hey, city boy, a coyote's not a dog.
Well, they took the coyote in. They got x-rays, not one broken or fractured bone in the body. The coyote is now released back in the wild and is safe.
The coyote's at the shelter. Someone just adopted it.
That's one lucky dog.
They thought it was a dog.
Coyotes, they are in the canine family, but yes. They're not a dog.
Well, they do look like one.
Not.
I'm not saying that I confuse the two. I'm just.
Did y'all see that family that had their dog that bit some things and then they found out that their dog was a fox?
See?
They didn't know.
Not a coyote.
Okay.
But they didn't know. And then also this makes me think of the bird I hit in my grill, and this was not the same
outcome. They wasn't able to be saved.
It died.
That's not telling me something good.
It's not,
I know.
Amy.
It was awful.
Eddie's like
it
I killed an
heart.
Animal yesterday. they came and pulled that coyote, as you called it, out of that grill and saved it. It's awesome.
I know. I have a hard time pronouncing coyote.
Coyote.
Well, we call them coyotes where I'm from.
Right. Yeah. And they were not good animals where I'm from. Like,
they're not good animals anywhere.
Right. But in this story, it's saved and it's a good animal. It's a great story.
Okay. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here's a voicemail from Jensen from over the weekend.
Morning, studio. Long-time listener. Just had a question. Have you ever had a guest in studio that you've suspected of being under the influence or inebriated during an interview? Just curious.
Yes. In the studio, lightly. At my house, I had someone who almost crashed their car into my house. And then they stumbled into my house. And I liked the person a lot. And I'm not going to say who it was because it was a big star. But Mike and I saw them almost crash into my home. And I was like, oh boy. So yes. But in the studio, if they've been up the entire night before, we usually know they've had a few to drink. I'm not going to mention any names here. But Amy, if I ask you that question, does anyone come to your mind?
Yes, 100%. And I don't even want to say what I'm thinking, really. I don't know. But yes, under the influence of something.
The answer is yes. All right, let's go do the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
I saw this on Instagram. Somebody's gun went off in the Atlanta airport, and I was watching some video that people had posted, and it was just people packed in a hallway, and they all had to leave the airport because someone's gun went off. At least three people were injured at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport after a passenger's gun was discharged Saturday afternoon. Atlanta police said a gun was shot near the airport's main security checkpoint. The incident began when a TSA agent identified an item in a bag. At some point during the bag search, boom, the weapon shot. Passengers were directed to evacuate the airport, and all departing flights were temporarily stopped. Think about that. All of them. All flights at that massive airport. At first, it was a scary story because you didn't know what had happened. You'd only heard gunshots were fired in Atlanta airport, and then it turns out it was just a moron with a gun in a bag. Amy, did you see the story?
Well, don't we have a story of a country artist that had
from Dan and Shay. Yeah. The leastest, the person that you would go, I'm going to rate every country artist that I would think would take a gun through the airport. And he'd be rated 998th. But he's the one who went through and had a loaded gun, right?
I mean, it was an accident, but yeah. I mean, and you know,
it didn't fire.
For sure, it didn't fire. But I mean, he's a smart guy that knows what he's doing. But just unfortunate.
Yeah, Shay's like me. We grew up in Arkansas, so we have guns. But there's no reason to have a loaded gun. If you have any gun at all, you have to check it before, like actually check it with your not at the airport, but check it with your own eyes before you take it anywhere. Anyway, I saw that story. That's the first one. My second story is Instagram has launched a new feature called Rage Shake. So if something is happening with Instagram and you're like, this is stupid, it's broken, or there's a glitch, you shake your phone, a pop-up appears going, did something go wrong? And it's a feedback pop-up. And then you say what happened and they try to fix it. So it's called the Rage Shake. Also, Instagram announced that you can now delete a single picture from a carousel. What do you call it? When you load up a bunch of pictures at once and you can swipe them? Yeah, I think it's called a carousel. But you can now delete one of them without deleting the entire thing, which you weren't able to do before. Amy, thoughts?
Oh, I love that. That's great. Because you don't want to throw away an entire post just because you need or have to get rid of one picture for a certain reason. I love that. Mm-hmm. So smart, Instagram.
On my Instagram right now, which is Mr. Bobby Bones, there's a picture of me standing in front of an amazing waterfall, and I wrote, Incredible Cascada. Huh? That means awesome waterfall for you losers out there that don't know Spanish.
Yeah, losers.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, there's that story. And then finally, Raleigh, North Carolina man is facing fraud charges after lying about finding a hair in his McDonald's hamburger. According to an arrest warrant, Ronnie Bernard Truesdale placed a hair on his food after removing the wrapper, but said he was nauseous after unknowingly eating it. He then filed a claim for pain and suffering damages and medical expenses totaling nearly $1,600. He is officially charged with insurance fraud and felony attempting to obtain property by false pretense. If convicted, he'll be paying a bunch of money and he will be in trouble. If you do that, I mean, I guess you have to make sure that there's not a camera around. Again, I just think if I were him and I was going to do that, I would go into the bathroom and do it because you know there are no cameras in the bathroom. And if they are, they can't use that against you because they'll get in trouble for having a camera in the bathroom.
Yeah, but then can't someone see you go in there and then they'd be like, well, he took his sandwich into the bathroom.
So. Well, who's going to stick around and tattle, by the way? And Secondly, all you got to do is put the sandwich in your pants and then no one even sees it, you know?
Okay, this is getting weird.
It is. That's true.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
Last week on Thursday, We got this voicemail from Josh. Here you go.
I met a beautiful lady the other night, and I somehow missed her number. Her name is Miss Sherry. She was at Nickel City on Friday night. She has a dog named Hooper and a red SUV. I know if anybody can help me with this, you can. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, Josh is back on the phone with us. There were some things we talked about with Josh. He rubbed her feet. It was a sushi restaurant. And Josh, you put it on us to find her for you. And when we hung up the phone last time we spoke, did you feel like we could do that?
I know you could.
Okay.
I mean,
now, I'm going to give you some information.
Supposed to be.
Go ahead, Josh.
Yes, sir. I knew if it was supposed to be, and I knew that the first thing I thought about was your show. I was like, she said she likes Chris Stapleton, so I know she's listening to the Bobby Bones Show.
Okay. Well, we can tell you that she is a listener. So that,
yes,
that happened. We found her. I'm going to give you the
update. You are a genius.
We don't have her on the phone. Okay. Well, hold on. Let me tell you what happened, Josh. We did a little research ourselves. We used all the facts that you gave us, where she lives, her car color, the dog that she has. We found her Facebook page. We then called a number connected to it. Her ex-husband answered, who then gave us her number. Then we called her and we said, is this Sherry? And she said, yes, it is. And we explained what happened at that place. And she said that didn't happen. That wasn't her.
Okay. So that wasn't her.
Well.
Well.
This person that you're talking about has a man.
No, this lady I'm talking about, she's a widow for 13 years, and she wouldn't say she wasn't. She's not the kind of person to say she had a man if she didn't. She said she wasn't at Nickel City, or?
No, I believe she was. Now, Scuba, you can help me with this. I believe she was, but she is saying that whatever is being said happened didn't actually happen, Scuba Steve?
Yeah, well, or she's also a little bit of that, but also saying that it wasn't her, maybe somebody else in her group. So the theory is that maybe somebody used her name that was a friend of hers, saying she was Sherry and she wasn't Sherry. That may be the theory, or unfortunately, that was Sherry, and she may actually have a man.
Well, that could be true.
But I will say, I grew up in Florida, Josh. I know how those bars work. I guarantee if you went there any Saturday, she's probably posted up there on that leather couch.
I appreciate it. Y'all have a good day, and thank you.
Well, hold on.
Wait, no.
Hold on.
I got a few.
Josh, we could.
Her car was maroon. It wasn't red.
Oh.
Not that it makes a difference, but what else? What else is your advice?
Well, my advice would be, why don't we do a feature on you? And maybe somebody wants to come meet up with you somewhere. Maybe we find you love instead of you finding, you know, someone who, you know, could have been somewhat misleading about their circumstances.
That's cool. But here's the thing. I'm still looking for this lady. Did it have a picture of her on there?
Oh,
that's a good point. Like, we probably could see, if we could see her face, he would know. And maybe it's not the right person because it was a maroon car.
I know it's not the right person because this lady here, it was love at first sight, pretty much. And she wouldn't have lied to me. She didn't need to lie to me. She could have told me she had 10 old men. I wouldn't have cared.
Okay, I have a picture of her. Would you like us to text it to you?
Let you know. Can I text you back and forth, or do I need to call?
Well, let us text it over to you, and you look at it.
All right.
And then we'll call you right back, and we'll see what you have to say.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Bobby. I appreciate your time.
Josh, we sent you a picture of your missed connection. Is that her?
No, sir.
That's not her.
She ain't near. That's not her. She's probably about 50-something. Miss Sherry is 67. She looks 50, but she's 67. And it's a maroon SUV. She's in Seminole. She lives in Seminole. I don't know. Her dog's named Hooper.
Yeah, we know all that stuff. But I guess my question is, do you think the person that you met may have been misleading you just to have some fun with you that night, but didn't want you to have her real information?
Sorry, because, no, She's definitely not. She's been a widow for 13 years. She needed a friend, and we hit it off really good and had plans to spend the rest of the week together. I can't believe this. So she's thinking I'm a liar, and I think she knows me well enough to know that I wasn't lying. Also, I gave her a necklace. I make jewelry and stuff, and she said so. The necklace I was wearing, and I gave it to her. And she said, I couldn't take it. I said, well, I can wear it. I'll get it back from you. I'll wear it anytime I want. And so she's...
Amy, I saw you raise your hand. What would you like to say to Josh?
Well, I mean, I'm just, you know, sometimes people are with someone for years or months or however long, and they learn that someone's a liar and not who they say they are. And he spent one night with her, not even a full night, one night on a couch at a restaurant. And you're so confident that she was telling you the truth and... Y'all had this connection, so my mind is just blown. Like, why you believe someone you barely know?
Too young. You're too young to understand, maybe. I don't know, but I read people really well, and I don't know.
Okay.
Here's what I said to her. I said, I'm grateful for the time I got to spend with you if I never see you again in my life. And she understood what I was talking about, so maybe it's just not meant to be. But here's where I'm going to flip her lid, Mr. Bobby, is I'm a goddess worshiper because only women give life in this world. Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny, they can't do it. And so whenever I talk to women, it's not a ding-dong thing.
What? Mm-hmm.
Lots of ding-dong things out there, so I get it. Okay, here's what we're going to do.
What?
We're going to let this sit. Maybe we get another update from the real, what's her name? Sherry. Maybe we don't. And if we don't, you still had that night. Okay, Josh?
Everybody, I appreciate your time. Thank you, Mr. Bobby.
And you don't want us to, like, do a segment on you and maybe set you up with somebody. You're just all about waiting for Sherry.
I guess. I mean, here's the thing. I don't... Whatever the universe sends my way, I'm cool with it. But
why don't we just sit in the stew for a minute with Sherry and see if she calls us, and we'll go from there. Okay, Josh?
All right. Yes, sir. I'll leave it up to your discretion.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye. Well, there you have it, friends. It's time to play Never Gonna Get It. On the phone right now is Dory in College Station. Dory, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Bobby? How are you, studio?
We're all doing pretty good, right? So we're going to ask a really hard question. You get a chance to answer it. If you miss it, you get to team up with a show member. They get a chance to answer it. If they miss it, we'll flip a coin. You got three chances to win here. If you win, you win not only some crap from the back, but you win my turkey beanie baby
that I have here
on the table that you can see right now. So, Scuba, what's the crap from the back she's playing for?
We have an Ashley McBride album.
Oh, nice.
We got a couple t-shirts. One that says, talk curdy to me, like cheese curds. A Drew Parker t-shirt. And Hughes and Q's.
Great board game. Okay, so a substantial prize package for our caller here. Dory, are you ready to play Never Gonna Get It?
I'm ready.
Okay. One in three Americans admit they've had to do this when trying to cook a meal they don't know how to prepare. What is it? One in three Americans admit they've had to do this when trying to cook a meal they do not know how to prepare. What is it?
Okay, so you want me to make a guess?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay, is it call a family member or friend for help?
That's a great guess, but that's not right.
Okay.
Do you guys have your answer?
Great answer.
That was mine.
It was?
I had call your mom.
You can change. One in three Americans admit they've had to do this when they try to cook a meal they do not know how to prepare. What is it? All right, so you have Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, Morgan. Who would you like to team up with, Dory?
I think I would like to team up with the one who just has had a brand new baby boy added to his family, so Lunchbox.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to win this one.
Eddie, what do you have?
I have easily. I do it all the time. Google. You Google it.
Morgan?
I say ask the internet, so similar.
Amy?
Ask Alexa.
All those are wrong.
Oh, yeah,
they
are?
Do you have those?
Nope.
No. That's Ray, did you
answer.
Put anything down?
I got a good answer.
Yep. What'd you put down?
Order takeout.
Ooh.
Solid, but wrong. Did you have that one, Lunchbox?
It looks like he did.
I had order takeout. And imitate, you know what I'm saying? Imitate.
Oh, wow. But imitate is different than ordering takeout. Lunch has...
Like, pose it as your own because you mess it up.
Oh, got it.
But I assume that's the same thing. I assume that's the same thing. So I got to come up with something else.
Well, no, you've already missed. You don't get another guess.
No, I said that's why I had Ray, so I was changing.
But you had it. But that's your answer. You can't change now.
Oh.
Unless you have another one, go for it.
I don't have another one.
Okay.
I don't understand the question, Ray.
Dory, 1 in 3 Americans admit they've had to do this when they try to cook a dish they don't know how to prepare. It is grab or use a fire extinguisher.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they went
seems
that
like
hard.
A high number, yeah. Maybe they don't all have to use it, but they grab it just in case.
Where would you get a fire extinguisher?
What are they making?
Like, you don't have one in your kitchen?
I don't think I do.
I had one when I was doing my adoption stuff, but I don't have it anymore.
Guys, it might be required.
Yeah, I for sure have one.
Yeah.
Because it might be required by who, Eddie?
Exactly.
The law.
To have one in your house?
I know if you're adopting it is, but I don't know about just any old
but
Joe.
But do you know why? Well, of course, any old Joe. But do you know why you have to have it when you're adopting?
Yeah, because
you have
they
to keep
make...
a safe environment for the kids.
Exactly, but I already got my kids.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be safe anymore.
I'm about to go home and check if I got one of those suckers.
Okay, Dory, let's go to the coin flip. Heads or tails?
Heads.
Up for grabs, crap for the bag? Turkey Beanie Baby. She says heads. Fell off the table.
Why do you not just
fell
do
off
it?
The table?
Fell off the table.
Oh boy! Oh boy!
Here.
It's down.
Last time. It is
heads.
Yeah.
There we go.
But you can't send that out till December 1st.
Oh. Okay.
Wait. No, we can send it to her.
No, it's we gotta have the turkey.
Oh, okay. Y'all can keep the turkey till after Thanksgiving. That's okay with me.
Oh my gosh.
We send it to her. Do you want the whole? Okay.
Whatever.
Let's send her the first part of the package now. We'll send her the turkey after Thanksgiving.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Scuba?
Yeah. Okay, that sounds fine.
All right, Dory. We're all drunk. All right, Dory, have a great morning. Stay on hold, and we'll get you your prize, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, there you go.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. Two men are serving time in jail. They're cellmates, and one gets really mad at his cellmate, punches him, and knocks out his two front teeth. Why? Because his cellmate kept farting too much.
Oh.
It's like roommates, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like that bad of a reason to punch somebody. If you're in a closed spot,
I mean,
they
those
won't
cells
stop
aren't,
farting.
They're not that big.
Yeah. I'm surprised there's no stabbing or shanking. Wow. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Let's do the good news countdown.
It's the good news countdown. Counting down the biggest good news stories across the land.
Let's go. 3, 2, and 1. Hit me with number 3.
Number 3.
A search and rescue team in Maryland was shooting a training video on the river one weekend. And some guy lost control of his car near them and drove into the river. But guess who was right there to rescue him? That's right. The river rescue team.
Oh.
That's pretty funny. They had to think that was set up, right? Mm-hmm. If you're there, you're training for a video and a car comes flying in, you're like, all right, boss, you got us. But no, he really lost control and drove into the river and they saved his life. There you go.
Number 2.
A dog in Tennessee named Gus chased after a burglar and took a bullet to the head, but the dog survived. Now the burglar is in jail, and Gus is the town hero. This month, everyone in his neighborhood got together and threw a party for his second birthday. Here's the owner and neighbors talking about Gus.
He was shot in the head, but the vet staff said that it traveled through his ear canal and exited through his neck. And we just think, okay, this is a life worth celebrating.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome.
Number 1.
A 105-year-old runner named Julia Hurricane Hawkins set a world record in her age group last week in the 100-meter dash. She's 105. She's older than the dash length. She did it in 1 minute and 3 seconds and was a little upset afterward. She was hoping to break a minute, but she's 105 years old. That's crazy.
That was the Good News Countdown.
Hope you have a great day. Hope you have a great night. If you're listening to this at night, buenas noches. You know what I'm saying?
Boy.
Hey. That's it. See you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones is on.